I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with John Nowatzky. And John, tell us what your title is.
NDSU Extension Ag Machine System Specialist.
Helps when I turn on your microphone.
All right.
Well, how are you today? Thanks for stopping by the studio. We appreciate
it. Fine, and we appreciate your interest in promoting our Precision Ag Summit.
The Precision Ag Summit coming up in January the 20th and 21st sounds like an extremely interesting Ag Summit to attend, and kind of a necessity, I would think, for for a lot of farmers, right?
Right. It's really the new area of agriculture, and the thing that most farmers are involved with is technology.
Yes. One thing that's really interesting that's coming up at the Ag Summit is the UAS in North Dakota agriculture. Tell us what that is and what that all entails. It's fascinating.
Well, the UAS, too, is an area that is dominating the ag media these days. It's unmanned aircraft systems and all the different applications that can be done with UAS in agriculture. We think that UAS is the next big area of development for precision agriculture. It will allow farmers to get more detailed information and have that information really in a timely basis. That's the difference between what we've done with satellite remote sensing or airplane remote sensing in the past. The data would either come days or weeks later, or at least days later. And by that time, it may have been too late to make a management decision. So UAS is going to change that. It'll be available the same day, the same time that it's flowing.
And it sounds like North Dakota is going to become kind of a leader in this department, aren't we, with the UAS?
We're hoping that we are. We're hoping that we'll be named one of the test sites for the Federal Aviation to do the testing. We in our department, in our Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department, are focusing on some research this summer, and I'll be sharing that at the summit. It's a proof of concept, and we're going to be doing all of our research at the Carrington Research Station to look at whether or not UAS, unmanned aircraft, can actually be valuable to farmers, on whether it's looking at nutrient deficiencies or disease deficiencies in crops, or whether they can. We're even going to be looking at animal behavior in the fields. We're going to be looking at different types of bedding on feed loss to see what the different temperature is and how that affects animals. So we are going to have the UAS focus on the second day, and it's the kind of thing that's going to be not just focusing on weigh out things, but actual practical things that farmers can do now.
Like what?
Well, as I mentioned, we're certainly going to focus on nutrient deficiencies in crops, whether it's, for example, nitrogen deficiency on corn, so that you can determine where and when to apply nitrogen during the season. Another area of focus is raising the protein content of wheat, being able to recognize the need for it at heading time or right prior to heading, and to do an in-season fertilization application to raise the protein level of wheat.
Wow.
We're certainly going to be looking at our research this summer, and we'll be sharing those plans at the summit. We'll be looking at whether or not we can recognize specific weeds. For example, if you could recognize resistant weeds and where they are in the field, you could then remove them, whether it's manually, by hand, or some other kind of chemical, but at least you'll know where they're at.
Yeah, so, when you can fly over every inch of the field and check things out, it really makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does, and we're hoping that this will be an area that not only will be a big thing for farmers, but it'll be a large industry development for North Dakota and for industry in North Dakota, whether it's manufacturing or sales. We're seeing companies from Northrop Grumman, Boeing, and Trimble, companies that are large companies that are interested in using UAS in agriculture. So they're interested in collaborating with us on our research projects, too.
Talk about the way of the future, huh?
Right.
Wow. What a difference. And then also part of the Ag Summit, there's a livestock management education track that is new this year, correct?
It's new this year, and it's really new to precision conferences across the nation.
And what will that all entail?
Well, we're going to provide options, two tracks, so people can either choose to attend livestock option, precision technologies, or crops. And they can go back and forth. They don't have to choose one. But we'll have speakers from, again, from various places across the country. We think the principal researchers in these areas are, there'll be several people from NDSU. J.W. Schroeder, our extension dairy specialist, will be the moderator for the livestock sessions. We have a research associate from University of Kentucky who's going to be talking about some of the specific technologies that look at using 3D technology and 3D cameras, looking at how animals behave. For example, how much time they spend in lying down, how much time they spend in rumination, and how that affects their behavior. This technology, and she'll be sharing this, can be used to identify animals that are sick much faster than humans can, because we look at an animal and we see their behavior change, like they don't stand up or they, you know, they're standing off in a corner. Well, this technology can be used to determine how much time they're eating each day. And if they normally eat 2 hours a day and all of a sudden we're seeing they're only eating 5 minutes or not at all, you can recognize that there's a problem. And so we use that technology that way. We have a person from NDSU, Laura Hanna, who's an animal science specialist with beef cattle genetics, and she'll be talking about the new technologies associated with livestock production. And a lot of the precision ag technologies have to do with genetics for animals. For example, she'll be discussing how you can choose semen for artificial insemination of your animals, and they'll be 90% one sex. So if you're a beef producer and you want bull calves, male calves, you can choose that semen. And if you're a dairy producer, maybe you want to have more heifer calves, you can choose one that's 90% or 80% or whatever you choose, female. Wow. So it's an interesting way. That's a little different than the GPS and computer technologies that were associated with precision crop production.
Yeah, a little difference in between
different
the livestock
aspect,
and
yeah. Another area that we have a specialist come from the University of Minnesota that's going to be talking about robotic milking of cows, and that's a fascinating area. It's a technology that is being adapted rather quickly by dairy producers because, first of all, it makes their life quite a bit easier. Secondly, it helps them produce more milk. For example, they'll be talking about how with a robotic milker, the cow determines how often they're going to get milked rather than the manager.
And it sounds like with this, the dairy owners won't maybe have to be bound to the farm quite so tight as they are now, right?
Exactly. If they can actually be absent from milking, and the cows, then the computer will milk the cows. They go into a stall. The machine actually connects up the milking system. It knows how much it's supposed to, each cow is supposed to give and produce. And if it doesn't, it puts the milker back up again until it gets the correct amount. So it's a technology that really frees the dairy producer from kind of the 5 a.m., 5 p.m. Normal routine for a dairy farmer.
And you were saying, and maybe you mentioned this too, but that the cow might come in more often to be milked rather than twice a day.
That's an interesting aspect of robotic milking. Normally we would milk cows either two times or three times a day, but if the cow determines how often they get milked, it's more like six or seven times per day. And I'm not sure why that is, but obviously, it's their choice, and so and the net result of that is they produce more milk in a 24-hour period.
Boy, fascinating information, that's for sure. Anything else we should know at all today, John?
Well, I think the important thing is you know when the Precision Ag Summit is, the 20th and 21st of January in Jamestown, North Dakota. You can register early for $75. If you wait until after the first of the year, it'll be $100. Just go to theresearchcorridor.com. And if you don't remember that, just do a search, an internet search for the Precision Ag Summit, and it will come up to the top.
Yes, that's what I did.
All right.
And it came right up. So Definitely a good seminar, couple of days to be attending at the Precision Ag Summit in Jamestown. John Nowatzky, thanks again for stopping by, and great to see you.
Thank you for having us.